Okay, so let's jump right in. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into all those notes that you've been sending me about boosting sales qualified leads.
Absolutely.
You've been really digging deep into the impact of marketing efforts on sales.
For sure.
Which is, honestly, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's a fascinating area, isn't it?
It's a really cool puzzle, figuring out how to get not just any lead, but right. the right ones.
Exactly. That's what your notes on, what was it? Boosting sales, how to increase sales qualified leads from marketing efforts.
Yep.
Really nail that idea. It's all about quality over quantity.
You know, for a long time, I used to think the more leads, the better, right?
Yeah, more leads, more sales.
Yeah, but then I remember this one time, my team was just drowning in leads. But our conversion rates were just in the basement. Just a total classic case of chasing after anyone and everyone.
Yeah, I've been there.
Just wasn't sustainable, you know.
Right.
So that brings us to, you know, the big phrase, sales qualified leads.
Yeah, or sequels, as people like to abbreviate them.
That's right, sequels.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean? What makes a lead qualified?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's it really depends on what kind of business you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, it's about figuring out what makes someone likely to actually buy from you.
Makes sense.
So, for example, let's say you have a sauce company.
Yeah.
They might be really interested in leads who are, like, already checking out all the advanced features in a free trial.
Okay.
Right? While an e-commerce store, they'd probably be looking at people who keep putting stuff in their cart but not actually buying it.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Right. So different things for different businesses.
Yeah. So it's not just about getting someone's email. It's about figuring out if they actually want to buy what you're selling.
Exactly. It's about behavior. It's about intent. You know, are they really interested?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And if you think back to that classic framework, budget, authority, need, and timeline.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of helps break it down, right?
Yeah.
So like to figure out budget, you might look at where your web traffic is coming from.
Oh.
Are they coming from like websites for people with a lot of money or platforms for professionals, things like that?
That's clever.
And for need, you can see if they're downloading resources that are about problems your product solves.
Wow, this is making a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we actually like use this? How can businesses take all this and actually get more of these qualified leads?
So there are a few things that can really move the needle.
Okay.
First, targeted content marketing.
Yeah.
So like you create content that really speaks to your ideal customer, right?
Yeah.
That way you're not just attracting anyone, you're attracting the right people.
Gotcha.
And then lead scoring system.
Lead scoring. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you give points for different actions. Like if someone downloads something, requests a demo, even just visits certain pages on your website. And that way, you can rank your leads and figure out who's the most interested.
That's really smart.
It's like a VIP list for your sales team.
Makes them focus on the right people.
Exactly. And of course, there's social media, too.
Oh, right. Social media.
Platforms like LinkedIn, you can really get specific with who sees your stuff.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
So it sounds like we've got a lot to think about.
We do.
But if we do it right,
mm-hmm.
we can get way more sales and make things a lot more efficient.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a really important question for you.
Okay.
Now that we've talked about all this, how can you change your marketing to get more of these high-value leads?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, think about your content, your lead scoring, your social media.
Yeah.
Are they all working together to bring in those sequels?
Hmm. Lots to think about.
It is.
Well, thanks for joining me for this deep dive. It's been a really fascinating look at how to get better leads.
My pleasure.
And until next time. Keep on diving deep.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.